Ravens go 12-5. They're the 3 seed, and they win one playoff game, but they couldn't win a second. That one against the Buffalo Bills. Welcome back, Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. This is Bet Sweats on the BetMGM Network. Countdown to kickoff continues. We were just talking about the Baltimore Ravens, and let's continue that conversation with our friend Ariel Epstein, big Ravens fan. Get her looks on the upcoming season. How are we going to bet this team? Ariel, let's start here. As far as the Ravens, the easy thing is to say I'm concerned about the playoffs. You know, that's everybody's concern. They're going to mess it up in the end, right? Even after a great regular season. Besides that, what are you worried about? What concerns you?
Well, thanks, guys, for having me on. We are a week away from the NFL season kicking off, and I'm super pumped about it. What concerns me the most about the Ravens? Mistakes. Last year, there were a lot of mistakes. They didn't seem very disciplined. There were a lot of bad calls on their offensive line for just false starts everywhere all the time, especially early on in the year. I'm hoping that this team is more disciplined and they lessen their penalties. Of course, the playoffs are the concern. It's, can these receivers now, Rashad Bateman, Zay Flowers, they're all older, they have more experience. We're not talking a young Rashad Bateman anymore. We're not talking a young Zay Flowers where they're a year or two into the league. We're talking 3-4 years into the league now where you shouldn't have a moment that's too big. Ravens secondary help is always a concern just because you want to make sure that their secondary is deep. So I would say outside of being worried about the playoffs, lessen those mistakes when it comes to penalties, and you hope that your cornerbacks and defensive backs, et cetera, everyone could stay relatively healthy and you have enough depth back there.
It was mistakes. Joe and I were just talking about the playoff game last year. They outgained them. They outthrew them. They did everything right, but protect that precious football. And I don't know why that just turns into an issue on the big stage. I mean, they did have issues, of course, in the regular season, but
It concerned me for John Harbaugh, the Ravens head coach. I love John Harbaugh. He's one of those coaches that every year makes the Ravens relevant, like a Mike Tomlin. It's hard to ever let someone go who's as strong of a head coach as John Harbaugh. But when you watched last year, you had to think, is he losing this team? Do they not care anymore? Because those mistakes did not happen under Harbaugh for the first half, if not the first 10 years of his tenure in Baltimore.
The Ravens remind me, it just hit me. Here's who the Ravens are. They're young LeBron. They're so good, and they know it.
Don't do that to me. Don't do that to me.
They are. They're young LeBron, but they need to be veteran LeBron.
You knew how to piss me off on this show, Sammy. Come on.
Look, we're going to find out, in all seriousness, we're going to find out just how good they are in the first 4 games. At Buffalo, okay, Cleveland, whatever. Detroit.
Hey, don't sleep on that. Don't forget about last year with the Jameis Winston stupid game that the Ravens had the interception. And I was watching that game when Kelly in Vegas brought me to K-State, Manhattan, Kansas, which I will never go back. And I know nothing against the people there, but it was not my, you know, that was a culture shock for me for sure coming from New York. But we're sitting in this like barbecue place. And I said, before we catch our flight, we have to find a TV with the Ravens game on it because they're playing the Browns and it's kind of close. That's when the Ravens lost. So I said, Cal, I'm never coming back here. Never. No more Manhattan, Kansas for Ariel. We stay in Manhattan, New York.
Nothing against the people, but I never want to be around them again in my life. I don't know.
This was not for Ariel Epstein. We did not. Okay. Everyone's like, you're going to have so much fun. It's going to be great. You're going to love Manhattan. And I said to Kelly, and Brett, her boyfriend, calls me after and goes, so what'd you think of Manhattan, Kansas? And I said, I mean, it was very lovely, but I don't know why these kids don't go out anymore. Like, the bars were filled with old people when we went for that K-State football game. I don't know what was going on, but Kelly's like, yeah, the young kids don't go out anymore. So I guess I must have had like a bad experience or something, but like it was all old people, like Kelly's aging up.
Oh wow. What's the bet on the Ravens? What do we do? I guess you do regular season, but what kind of regular season bet?
So I'm actually, when it comes to even just a prop bet, Derrick Henry's rushing yards prop is way too low, which is why I think the under is actually pretty enticing. There's so much talk going into Henry's season. I just defer to my dad for all the public chatter because he follows the narrative of the public. And everyone's really high on Derrick Henry, and Adam Sandler wants him in a movie, blah, blah, blah. Henry's prop is like 500 yards lower than last year. And if you look at Henry's trajectory of each season, he has up seasons and down seasons. It's a complete roller coaster. The Ravens have a lot of running backs to turn to. They have Justice Hill, who's behind Derrick Henry, and they have Keaton Mitchell, who's healthy now coming off of his, I think it was ACL or Achilles injury. And he looked really good in the preseason, Mitchell. Then you've got Lamar Jackson, your quarterback, who's extremely mobile. So Derrick Henry having this rushing yards low prop seems enticing for me to take an under with how much he has to share that backfield.
I have a direct message from your dad. They are ready to win it all. Only injuries will derail them.
My dad actually said that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Well, Sammy actually called my dad when we were together in Boston a few weeks ago. And he like just steals my phone and is mad that my dad didn't follow Sammy back on social media. So he goes on and he starts like taunting my dad that he didn't get a follow back. And then Sammy's like, "I unfollowed you, Mr. Epstein, because you never followed me back." So my dad's like, "Oh my God, don't worry. I'm gonna go follow you right now, Sammy." So now they're friends.
We're very, very good friends.
So aggressive. That doesn't surprise me in the least. Jeez. So I don't know. They're better overall. I feel better about this team than I feel you do, which is a surprise to me. I think
No, I
overall
feel
they're.
really good about this team. Like really good about them. The schedule is winnable, the division's winnable, the Bengals defense stinks. The Steelers, they have a really tough stretch. I think it's like week 14 where they have to face the Bills and the Ravens back to back. Who knows if Aaron Rodgers could survive back to back weeks facing the Bills and the Ravens. And then the Browns, who cares about them? So the Ravens definitely should win this division. Minus 160 actually feels like it's not even enough because of how bad the rest of the division. I think the rest of the division will be average. And of course, they always go head to head really tough. The Ravens get the Thanksgiving night game against Cincinnati, so that's huge to have that at home. Again, the Ravens regular season should be really good. Then they'll probably get the bye, which always ends up hurting them. Even if the Ravens get home field, that was when they hosted the Kansas City Chiefs a couple years ago. I was there for the AFC Championship game, and they forgot that they were the best rushing offense in football and didn't run the ball against the Chiefs. There's always something in the playoffs, and then you try to throw the ball to your best tight end, your most reliable receiver, essentially, in Mark Andrews, and he drops it in the Bills game in the divisional round last year. So it's very hard as a Ravens fan to say, yeah, let me go bet the Ravens to win the Super Bowl, because first of all, the odds are nowhere like they were last year. Last year, I actually waited for the Ravens to lose early in the year, ended up getting them at about 11-1 to win the Super Bowl. Was super high, like beyond high on the Ravens to win the Super Bowl last year. It didn't happen, obviously. So at this stage, I'm in wait and see mode. I would say if you want to back the Ravens, you take them in every which way that you can throughout the regular season, whether that's an over on the win total, whether it's, I mean, maybe to even have the number one seed, you could bet that. I just have absolutely no interest in putting my money on the Ravens anywhere in the playoff race yet. It would be finding every way I could bet them to do well in the regular season.
We have a few minutes left, Prop Queen. You have a couple baseball bets tonight, including one on Garrett Crochet. Take us through them.
This is actually a 1 o'clock Eastern time game. The Red Sox are at the Orioles, and Garrett Crochet, the ace of the Red Sox. Listen, he's getting an Orioles team that's actually beat up pretty good on some lefties, and six of the last 10 lefties since the All-Star break to face the O's went over 4.5 hits allowed. On the road, in the day, Crochet has allowed over 4.5 hits in seven of those eight starts. He's averaging 5.5 hits allowed on the road in the day this year, Crochet. And overall, the O's are averaging about 5 hits a game anyway. So, well, against starters. So we're gonna go over 4.5 hits allowed on Garrett Crochet. And then the 2 o'clock Eastern time game, you've got the Rockies and the Astros. Kyle Freeland is pitching for the Rockies. He stinks at home. Like absolute atrocity stinks. On the road, Kyle Freeland has gone over 3.5 Ks in two of three road day games, averaging just over four strikeouts a game. On the road this year in general, Freeland's gone over in 62% of starts. Seven of the last nine lefties to face Houston since the All-Star break have had at least four strikeouts. Overall this year, lefties averaging five strikeouts a game against Houston. So 3.5 just feels very low on Kyle Freeland. So I'm going to take a shot here with him, not at Coors Field, over 3.5 Ks.
Tell us about the PropQueen.com and what the people will get there.
The PropQueen.com is where you can find the newsletter, which every day I do two newsletters a day, one in the morning, one in the afternoon, so that you can get ready for a day slate or a night slate, or just get the early line early in the morning. It's basically my long list, and I like to make sure that even though I make my shorter list later in the day, you get my long list. And I also have the YouTube page at Prop Queen Sports, which you could give a follow. And you get all that information for free if you want to listen to me talk for an hour. If you don't like to listen to me talk, then you could subscribe to the newsletter. So either way, you get the info, and it's whether you want to hear my voice or not.
There you go. Great content. And follow her on X at Ariel Epstein. Ariel, best of luck with your Ravens and all your MLB plays today, all right?
I'm sure you guys will bring me on right as the playoffs start, just so Sammy could taunt me.
No, divisional round. Not the playoffs. Yes, divisional round.
That's perfect. Perfect. Yes. Thanks, guys. Sarah.